Dear President Canesbaran, distinguished doctors and experts, dear friends, it's a great pleasure to address you on this important occasion. I would like to apologize for not being there with you, but institutional commitments didn't allow me to be in Geneva today. However, I wanted to send you a few messages from the European Parliament, hoping this will help to further reinforce our cooperation. The first thing I would like to say is thank you. Thank you to CEOG for the support they have given me in the recent past when working on the European Beating Cancer Plan. The report initially didn't include any reference at all to geriatric oncology. By working together, we managed to include a detailed paragraph about cancer in the elderly and, in general, a better consideration of such a relevant issue of the EU level. While we have achieved some very important results in the report approved by the European Parliament, unfortunately, cancer for this specific age group is not considered enough in public policies. But this has to change, and it's both a political and cultural battle. On the political level, we need to make sure that the rights of elderly people are respected as much as any other age group. We have seen a growing interest and a growing commitment by the EU in the fight against cancer, with the new policies, the resources and funds dedicated to this. And this is good news. Ahead of us, we have, however, some decisive years where at the EU and national levels, we will need to concretely implement those plans and strategies with regulatory and legislative measures. This will be the phase to get together even closer work to achieve our common goals and make sure geriatric oncology is taken into consideration at all levels. On the cultural level, we need to send a strong message to all relevant stakeholders. On the one hand, longer life expectancy is a good news, meaning that progresses made in medicine and public health policies had a significant impact on society. On the other, this means that we will have to deal with an unprecedented amount of elderly people in the next few decades, with all the implications linked to this trend. But being older doesn't necessarily mean being weaker. The evaluation of someone's health conditions should not only be linked to their age. So the cultural battle will be to make sure that elderly people are treated fairly, with age not being a factor for discrimination in cancer care, but also in any other domain of life. As you know better than me, the convergence of all overall aging population and a peak cancer incidence among those over 65 years old will result in a significant rise in the number of people diagnosed with cancer. So more cancer cases and most probably more complex patients to treat could potentially become a perfect storm for healthcare services in Europe. We have the chance and time enough to prepare ourselves to this expected wave of cancer cases in older patients, but the time is now. We have the knowledge, we still have time, we need a political commitment at the EU and national level. For this, I think that the work of CEOG as leading player of this field will be vital. At the same time, you can count on me as one of many political supporters in these institutions, ready to involve more colleagues and stakeholders in these important initiatives. We are engaged in a key battle for the future of our societies and for the resilience of our healthcare systems. Our voice will be stronger if we work together. Therefore, let me conclude by thanking you all again for your efforts and by saying that I hope to meet with you in Brussels soon or in Italy to work together in our common battle. Thank again and wish you a fruitful debate in your event today.